Zero, you are currently the only person in this conference.
The movies and shit, man. Oh, we kissing shit. And grinding and shit. So we hopped in the back seat, you know, man. This bitch rubbing all on my dick in front like she gonna give me the pussy, man. And the bitch said three words, man. Stop, no, and don't.
Oh,
I said,
Dr. Z2A. I'm with here with my co-host Thug Styles.
Yo yo.
It's August 14th, Sunday, 2005. Recording episode 2. Back because I spit hot fire like that. Just got back today from a trip to Pennsylvania. I'm $1,000 richer because I sold a car that I couldn't get over to California like that. Enough with my riches. I have no email today. So, yeah.
Okay, Thug Styles told me about this a little while ago, so I found it interesting. So without further ado, here's...
Thug Styles' is black theory. His theory about how he's black. Tell our viewers about this, Thug Styles.
Okay, so there's no racial pun intended here. Don't want anybody to get pissed off. I don't want any hate mail or I'm going to kill you. But okay. So, I smoke cigarettes, so my lungs are black. I could give a fuck about what anybody thinks or does, so I think my heart's cold, it's black, and I'm black in the pants. It's been told it's what's on the inside that counts. So I don't see where people get that just because the color of my skin is white, that I'm not black.
You keep telling yourself you're black in the pants, but, you know.
Hey. I'm not the one that says that the ladies are. Don't be jealous.
All right. So, yeah. talk about some news. First news that I got on the agenda. Start with the title of this. It's some pretty old news, but for those who haven't heard it, it's called Seattle Man Dies After Sex with Horse. Let's think about that title for a second.
First thing,
I'm going to always associate Seattle with having sex with horses from now on, thanks to this. Yeah. All right, rest of the article. Police say death was accidental. Investigate farm on cruelty suspicions. Seattle. A Seattle man died after engaging in anal sex with a horse at a farm suspected of being a gathering place for people seeking to have sex with livestock, police said Friday. The horse involved in the incident was not harmed, and the autopsy of the unnamed man concluded that the manner of death was accidental due to perforation of the colon, a police spokesman said. The information that we have is that people would find this place via chat rooms on the web, said Sergeant John Urquhart of King County Sheriff's Department.
Can I stop you for a second? I just got to say, I'm kind of turned on by all this.
All right,
but keep on going.
Is that the ladies that were saying you were black in the pants, huh? The horses? I graduated in ALAQ. Oh, wait, no, that's the advertisement. Never mind. Although sex with animals is not illegal in Washington State, Urquhart said that investigators were looking into whether the farm, located in Enumclaw, 40 miles southeast of Seattle, allowed sex with smaller animals that resulted in animal cruelty, which is a crime. If you're talking about sheep or goats, there could be some issues, Urquhart said. His name is kind of spelled weird. Yeah. What can I say about this?
I don't know. That leaves me kind of speechless. It's kind of disgusting. Kind of funny.
What? Disgusted by that? How would you ever be disgusted?
You're right.
Due to perforation of the colon.
I'm extremely turned on by it.
Ah, all right. We knew you were that way all this time. Thanks for coming clean.
Don't tell no one.
Well, this is on an internet radio show. Nobody's going to find out that way, would it?
It won't spread around. Nobody knows me.
That's what you think. The stalkers.
I got my aluminum hat on.
Your aluminum what?
Hat. So the aliens can't get my brainwaves.
Oh.
Okay, moving on.
Have fun with that. So, next news. Maybe you have some actually important stuff. Creation. I was in an airport in Seattle today. Or, not Seattle. Not Seattle. Yes, I was screwing horses in Seattle, but no. I was in Dallas, and I was bored, so I saw this issue at Time. And it says, Evolution Wars, the push to teach intelligent design, quote-unquote, raises a question. Does God have a place in science class? Yeah, so I looked at the cover of this, and first thing I said was, no. But I read it anyway, so yeah. And it's too long to read on the show, but I'll kind of paraphrase it. And they're talking about how some states are considering in their schools to say that Darwin's theory is is only a theory and introduce creationism alongside it, which seems kind of weird to me, but I'm not that religious anymore. So, and has arguments from both sides, and they've got a chart that shows about half the states in the U.S. are considering that thing. And, let's see, what else do they have here? Seems that a lot of theological scientists and Christian scientists have been looking for holes in Darwin's theory, and I've been reading this all day, and it doesn't seem that they have many holes. Other than that probability of... just random evolution over a period of time is very low. But other than that, they don't seem to have anything. What else is in here?
Yeah, I think that was irrelevant.
So,
kind of the stupidest thing anybody's ever put.
They have some numbers here. There's polls indicate that approximately 45% of Americans believe that Genesis is literal and that God created the world along with all creatures, big and small, in just 6 days. Seems a little weird to me, but you know. They've got a forum with some researchers. They've got Francis Collins, who's the director of the National Human Genome Research Institute, who claims that he sees no conflict in what the Bible tells him and what science tells him, and claims that they do not conflict with each other. And after that, they have Steven Pinker, who is a psychology professor at Harvard University, who claims that it's natural to think that living things must be the handiwork of a designer, but at the same time, it was also natural to think that the sun went around the earth, overcoming naive impressions to figure out how things really work is one of humanity's highest callings. And so he's claiming that science and religion cannot be side by side. And then we've got Michael Behe, or something like that, who's a biochemistry professor at Lehigh University and is a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute, who he's more on the creationist side of it, but it's but he claims that they can go together. And then there's also Albert Mohler, who's the president at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, who claims that science and religion cannot be together. Claims that pretty much that evolution is so random that it could not possibly have happened. So, discussion of this. What do you think? Hooks out.
I think
you there?
People are stupid.
You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. Were you just listening?
Yeah. I think these people are stupid, though. I think that's the most retarded, ignorant shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yep.
That's about as stupid as an incident that happened at my work today.
What was that?
Well, got this new job at Best Buy on the Geek Squad. Nothing exciting, but hey, gets my foot in the door. But this lady comes in and returns a flat-screen TV, you know, the kind that sit on your wall.
Huh.
She said she had to return it because her interior decorator said it was tacky.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
did it work all good and stuff?
I guess. I don't know. I didn't see it. I just heard about it.
Huh.
I thought it was pretty retarded.
Yeah. Sounds like it. And if it didn't, like, work or something. Then...
The subject, I think those things go hand in hand. They're just retarded.
Yeah. I don't know. Seems to me like this is the religion being for the ignorant in life. ignoring, like, scientific evidence that is, like, slapped in your face. Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah, this was in the newest issue of Time. People should pick it up because it's only $4. Don't be cheap. And I can't really explain it that well because it's so long, but read it because it's really interesting. Yeah. Next thing.
All right.
Yeah. Thing. It's out of a magazine called Linux Format. Apparently Nokia and Linux are now in bed together. That Nokia opens patents to Linux kernel writers. The mobile communications group, Nokia, has opened up its entire patent portfolio to developers of the Linux kernel. Finnish company said the investment made by the open source community deserved a framework of certainty and encouraged other patent holders to follow suit. Nokia has funded work on the Linux OMAP tree and worked closely with open source groups in the development of its new handheld browser. See below right, which I'll get to later.
That's about time Nokia started doing something.
Started what?
Doing something. Aren't they still with T-Mobile?
Are they? I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, they both all right. Suck, in my opinion.
All right. With this announcement, the company joins a band of kernel contributors, including Red Hat, Novell, IBM, and Sun, offering developers access in various guises to their patent portfolios. But Nokia has gone further than many by clarifying its legal position. While Sun left it theoretically possible for developers to be sued for using its patented technology by not publishing any public documentation that legally protects them, Nokia has posted a clear statement at its website at www.nokia.com/IPRstatements. This is a legally binding document which will reassure developers that Nokia won't bring any legal action against them. On a new statement, infringements of Nokia patents by official kernel releases will be waived. This extends to future official releases as long as the kernel introduces no new functionality deemed likely to cause a problem by Nokia. The company says it... Huh?
I'm confused. So Nokia is claiming to have developed the kernel, something that's open source to begin with?
They're allowing the writers of the Linux kernel to use their patents to include in the Linux kernel.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah. The company says it will work for the open source community to identify in advance those functionalities that Nokia would declare to be outside the patent statement. While the statement only applies to the kernel, Nokia will review any whether similar statements could be made to other open source projects that it's involved in, which include GNOME and X.org. Next section, close to some. To prevent other patent holders hampering kernel development while benefiting from no statement excludes any party asserting its own patents against the kernel. Many developers fear that a patent attack is one of the ways in which Microsoft may try to knife the growing threats from the likes of Firefox and OpenOffice.org. A leaked HP memo from 2002 alleged that basically Microsoft is going to use the legal system to shut down open source software. Gary Campbell, then Vice President of Strategic Architecture, wrote in his memo to senior HP staff that Microsoft could attack open source software for patent infringement against Linux distributors and open source developers. HP has distanced itself from the memo on its appearance in 2004, not eased. Red Hat, while publicly stating its antipathy towards patents, has said any patents that it holds are intended to be used defensively against Linux opponents. Novell, too, has said it will use its extensive collection of software patents to stave off attack. Software patents are still not legally enforceable in the European Union, but this may change in the very near future. Patent lawyer Dan Ravitcher told Linux Format that it was possible that the announcement by Nokia, IBM, and others were made to assuage fears about patents in free software circles. But he said, even after IBM and Nokia made their patent promises, people can't now say, well, I guess they don't have to be worried about software patents because there are still tons more out there. IBM's patent license was limited to only 500 specifically identified patents just in the U.S. each year. And Nokia's patent license was limited to the Linux kernel, not even the entire Linux operating system, much less free software. And also, they mentioned software patents in Europe. This was written before the software patents were put down and they can't happen now. And on the same day that Nokia did this, they also chose Linux for a handheld browser. They showed it at the Linux World Show in New York. It's the Nokia 770 internet tablet. And it's a PDA-like thing that can that runs GNOME, and it has email and internet and all that other cool stuff that I can't afford. So, yeah.
It's interesting.
Yep.
But Microsoft still sucks.
Yes.
Hope Bill Gates gets shot.
Yes, you do. I'm going to laugh as feds walk into your door, Thug Styles, because this is going to be put in public, and then you will be arrested for wanting to kill Bill Gates.
Good. At least somebody got arrested for something good.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it.
That's good, too.
Moving on. Next
yeah,
subject.
Moving on. Google IM rumor. This is a rumor about Google creating an instant messenger, which would probably beat the pants off of AIM and YIM and that other crap.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. They just bought this this instant messenger software from this company called Metro, something I've never heard of it before. But let's see. Yeah, they're buying out the company Metroduction for their instant messenger Metro, and Metro describes itself as Metro is a radius and proximity-based software. Untechnically speaking, it finds like-minded people around you instantly, wherever you are. So whether you're in town or out of town, Metro gets you on the town with old friends or new acquaintances.
Now, that makes me wonder if it's going to be anything like Gmail where they have legal rights to snoop on to what you're talking about.
Most definitely. Google snoops everything you talk about, and then they slap you with ads with it.
Makes me wonder how secure it's going to be.
I have no clue.
Definitely something to look into once it comes out, though.
Yeah. Right now, they say it's just a rumor. But it seems like they're going to get one, because why else would they buy it?
So. They're just going the corporate way, just like Yahoo.
Yep.
Except for Google's better. We all know that.
Uh-huh. Let's see, what else? Alright, yeah, next thing. Let's do that. Alright, this next song, it's called I'm a Gangster by Rappy McRapperson. Pretty damn
McRat
funny.
Person.
What?
McRapperson.
Rick McRapperson?
McRapperson. Say it all together.
McRapperson.
Just never mind. Just play that song.
What the fuck? All right, so here's the song.
Play you hate on me. Good. Play you hate somebody else.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm a gangster.
Yo.
Where my dog's at? Bark with me if you're my dog. Yo. I'm gonna give a shout out to all the player haters.
I don't like player haters.
If you're a player hater, don't player hate on me.
Player hate somewhere
else. I'm a gangster. I'm straight up. I'm seeming mad. I'm a gangster. I'm a straight up G. The gangster life is the life for me. Shooting people by day, selling drugs by night. Being a gangster is hella tight. I walk around town with a stark erection. Then gave your mom a yeast infection. I saw the policeman and I punched him in the eye. To serve and protect? What a lie. I also don't like white people. You shouldn't too. And don't get me started about the Jews. I'm a gangster.
Good.
Grr, I'm mad. I'm a gangster. My rhymes are bad. I'm a gangster. I'm iced out like a freezer. I'm a gangster. I don't listen to Weezer. I dropped out of school at the age of 3.
Why?
Because all the teachers tried to play or hate on me.
Oh.
My rhymes are cool, just like doing cocaine. My rhymes are hot, like a burning flame. Cisco is my homie, he's a gangster too. Me and Cisco are the leaders of the gangster crew. I like to be in jail and he likes to sing and dance. Some say we're the perfect match.
Step off. Step right. Back. Step away!
No, that's not it at all.
Step back!
I also want to... Oh, see, I want to, like,
step forward!
And start over.
Step back!
That's all good.
Don't step forward! Step backwards! Backwards! Don't step to me! Do not step to me!
I'm giving a shout-out to my homies in cell block 8. Being in jail sucks because you always have to masturbate. Except when a Jewish person goes to jail, all my homies cheer. They will make mincemeat out of his rear. Ben Petty helped me make the gangster beat to the song. I shot him in the face because he looked at me wrong. I'm a gangster. I drop bombs like Hiroshima. I'm a gangster. Bitch sucks on my wiener. I'm a gangster. I drive a cool car. I'm a gangster. I smoke weed in a cigar. Yo, my gangster flow. Yo, 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 yo. I'm rolling on dubs, iced out like hockey. I got kicked out of Japan for drinking all the sake.
Ooh.
Fuck a bitch. Give me head, ho. What's up to my dog?
Ooh.
Yo, yo, yo. They play this song on the radio all day long, so everyone can hear my gangster song. Nobody thought I'd blow up like a Firestone tire. Oh, there's no beat left. Die. Die, you Santa Claus. Die. No, I don't want to do a cappella.
I like to slap bitches. I like to slap hoes.
Okay, hates. Now you can get to what you wanted to hate about. All right, so, yeah, hate about ITT all you want.
Okay. Well, I advise everybody first never to go to ITT. Don't. Just don't do it. It's bad. Okay, and I'm going to explain why, at least the one that I go to. So first off, ITT, the campus that I go to, it's kind of a small campus, doesn't have many rooms, so they have sometimes 2 to 3 classes in one room, in like one of the labs that have all the computers in it. Well, the first class I had was some stupid online class that we had to come to school for. It was pointless, but whatever. Somebody had a problem with one of their computers, so I left my computer unattended while I was logged on to the online class. I just went halfway across the room, saw somebody sit down at my computer. I figured we're in college, you know, people are mature enough to handle this kind of shit now. I was wrong. Wrote some derogatory things to the teacher, saying I wanted to have sex with her. And now I wouldn't have a problem with this if she was hot, but hey, she wasn't.
Hey, I've seen hot teachers.
Not at ITT.
All right.
Anyways, get called down to the dean's office, get suspended. Getting suspended at college, that's a new concept to me. I've never heard of that before. So, that sucked. That was pretty stupid. Something I didn't even do, and they never tried to help prove that I didn't do it, even though they said they were going to. Okay, not just that. Pay $32,000 for 2 years. You have all your core classes, like your math, your English, all that, all online. And currently, right now, I'm in a Server 2003 class with this really ignorant teacher that likes to speak with Ebonics and has admitted she's never used Server 2003 before in her life. Makes me wonder, where the hell do they get these teachers?
India! India! I don't know.
But it's just retarded. It
yes.
makes no sense to me. It's a waste of my money. But I guess I'm going there just to get the degree, not to learn anything, obviously.
A nice, pretty piece of paper.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
Besides that, the place is a cockfest. Don't get me wrong. I think Strom Carlson would fit in perfect there. He'd love it. There's about one chick.
That one chick? You think she's a chick?
No, no, she is a chick. For every 40 guys, there's one chick.
Well,
at least I hope so. I haven't checked into it yet because I'm not going to compete with 40 other guys.
Well, it's a tech school. What did you expect?
I was hoping I expected more, but hey. That's why they don't pay me to think.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Next hate. All right. I'm going to hate on Comcast and .tk right now. So I go off on to Pennsylvania to visit relatives and crap, and I turn off my web server and set my .tk account or domain name to go to a GeoCities website that says that the server's down. So it does that all well, and I get back today, and I go to my.tk, and go to it and put in to go back to my web server to find the websites, and it won't do it. It says that the websites are already registered. So I guess either .tk is fucking up or somebody registered my websites while I was gone, and if I find out who it is, I'm going to whoop their ass. So, yeah. And then also while I was gone, Comcast, my mom couldn't get her email, so she called up Comcast. And for those of you that don't know, Comcast doesn't allow you to have HTTP servers. And obviously I have an HTTP server on Comcast, and I've been hoping they won't find out. So when my mom called up, they found out. But I guess they can't really control whether my server is up or not, or on their stuff. So it's back up, but I don't have the .tk. So I ask everybody who wants to go to the website can visit it at 24.4.43.93/STFU radio/. Any hates from you?
Just want to give a big fuck you to everybody that went to DEF CON, because I wanted to go, but I couldn't make it because I didn't have the money.
Huh.
I think that says it all. Short to the point.
All right. next hate, a little more serious. Child pornography. I'm going to hate on that. Yes,
okay.
I am serious.
Okay, go
so,
ahead.
So, a long time ago, so I'm like on Google. I wasn't on Google. I went to the site that I went to check out weird AIM programs, and they had a babe section. And so I go to this section because I'm a little bored, and this was like a few months ago, and I see this thread that says, rate my body. I'm like, wow. So I go there, and I click on the link. I'm like, oh, God! Yes, very bad. And this person had an AIM and was associated with it. So I have went and bitched to her about it for a while. Yes.
You know what my outlook on that is?
Uh-huh.
You know what my motto on that is?
What?
If you're three, you're for me.
What the hell?
Never heard that saying before?
Nope.
There's grass on the field, play ball.
What?
Never mind.
Nope.
Moving on.
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, long way. She's 12, so, yeah. I'm like, holy crap, you're a whore. That's deadbeat. Yeah. So it pisses
you, like,
me off
like
lie. That.
You're trying to find out
what?
Where she lives. Get her phone number.
You know what? I already know where she lives, and I already know her phone number. Because I'm
there
a weird person. What? What?
We're getting off track with this. Just go on.
All right, I'll go on. All right, so moving on. Any hates from you, or should I just move on?
I'll think of some more later.
All right. Yeah, your life's going pretty good right now, unlike mine. Whatever. I'll hate on.
Talk about that.
All right.
Talk about that because.
Well, after I got a hate on this, shallow chicks.
Okay.
Or, nah, all chicks. All chicks are shallow chicks. Because I hate it when guys are go around saying, oh, chicks don't go for looks as much as guys do. I'm like, that's bullcrap. You're just stupid. That guy down the street who's a dick isn't, like, nicer than you. He's just better looking, which is why he always has five chicks all over him. So, it annoys me. Like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now you can talk about how good your life is.
Okay, well, for the past 4 years, my life has been a living hell. Live in a negative environment with my parents who, all they do is bitch. I'm not going to lie. That's all they ever do.
Same here.
I get home from work, even if I'm doing good, and all I hear is bitch, 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 bitch. But whatever, I'm used to it by now. So anyways, I've been getting shit on my whole life. Finally, find a second job, making money, I'm getting myself out of debt. Got this girl that I'm interested in.
Nice.
Which she wants me to give her shouts on here, but I don't think I'm really going to besides for what I already
said. Do it, do it.
All right. Nicole, this is out to you, dedicated to you. All right, I'm done.
All right.
Okay, anyways, moving on. And so I'm just not used to life going my way. I've been clean for the past 4 months, which is good for
me. Oh, my God.
Have not touched drugs for the last 4 months. I think I deserve a pat on the back after 9 years.
I've touched drugs for the last 4 months.
Well, I've been smoking weed since I was 11 years old. Now I'm 19, so
damn.
I think now... Yeah, I think 4 months is a pretty good time for me so far, hanging on strong.
Nice.
No longer a big alcoholic. This is what I'm hating on, because I'm not used to my life going good, which makes me wonder what's around the corner waiting for me that's just going to fuck up my life again.
Everything.
So I'm kind of pissed off about that.
The man.
But this girl is amazing so far. I mean.
So she dunks you, but I'm just playing.
Just met her about 3 weeks ago. And, yeah. We'll see. Time will only tell. But she's beautiful, gorgeous.
Nice. Send me some pictures.
Hey, she's not 12 years old, okay?
Oh, God.
She's three. I'm playing. Okay. Moving on. Do you got any more hates?
Yeah. I'm going to hate on MySpace now. MySpace. Because it's taking over the world. We're going to have, like, hordes of, like, emo kids, like, going and being slaves of MySpace, and they're going to be posting bulletins, like, saying, attack Canada. And then we'll have thousands
blame
of, like, emo
Canada.
Kids.
Blame Canada.
Canada. Yeah, I like that movie. It's good. Yeah. Yeah, so thousands of emo kids running over the border trying to attack Canada and do other crap like that. But because MySpace is taking over everybody's mind. And I only have a MySpace so that I can advertise this show and hate on other people who have MySpace.
Hey, I have a MySpace. I'm guilty. I do
guilty.
For entertainment value when I'm bored. Just go make fun of people. See how many bulletin whores there are, people that just want to post just a post.
Sometimes I just go through my gallery of Asian MySpace chicks, and if anybody's out there who wants to see my MySpace, search up Dr. Z2A on MySpace, and you will find, like, 10 Asian chicks that are, like, hot-ish.
You'll find all porn stars of mine. But...
Hot porn.
MySpace.
All MySpace has is Asian chicks. What the hell?
MySpace is pretty fucking retarded, except if you think about it. Who goes to a website to request to be somebody's friend? And then you get
people
to
who don't have friends.
I think it's the most retarded concept.
Yes.
I don't want people to know what's going on in my life, therefore I do not have a blog. If I wanted people to know, I'd post a blog. Yes. Okay.
Some people don't have people to tell about their lives, so they just post a blog. You know?
Some people just don't have lives. They just make shit up.
Huh?
Some people make shit up.
They do.
People don't have lives.
Yes, they do.
Especially half the people on MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to promote their band and get as many friends as they can.
Emo bands.
That's why I do it purely for entertainment value.
Entertainment.
Makes me laugh.
Yay.
I got mail. Yay.
You okay. Use AOL. Noob. I don't know.
God damn it, you had to tell people.
Uh-huh.
I'm
such
just
a horrible.
Any more hates?
One sec. I'm putting together this phone. And I took it apart, like, 3 months ago. And now it's just lying broken on my desk in, like, 50 million pieces.
What kind of phone?
I have no clue. I picked it up at Office Max for, like, on clearance for $10.
Just did it just to play with it? And
yeah. No, I want to actually use it as a phone, but yeah. Okay, next hate. Something that just kind of perturbed me a little bit. Electric guitar. Because they call it an electric guitar. And I know electric shit, and an electric guitar isn't electric. An electric guitar is almost like a normal guitar, except it has a speaker. Oh my god. Does that mean if I put, like, a speaker in my nostril and blow out, then I'm an electric Dr. Z2A? Or what?
I got an electric computer.
Ah. I find it odd.
I'm
very
on an
odd.
Electric phone.
No, you don't. Your phone is, like, mechanical, man. It's got, like, random shit. I don't know.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. All right. Next song. This is because I'm fed up with the state of religion right now. So we're going to play Antichrist Superstar by Marilyn Manson from the album Antichrist Superstar.
No, Marilyn Manson. No.
Yes. Noob. Okay.
We'll be right back.
Okay. So.
Oh, wait, hold on. You know what? Now that I think about it, I got one more hate.
All right.
It's young Brian, because he missed our show.
Uh-oh. He's
supposed to be the other co-host.
Naughty, 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 young Brian.
I can't hate on him. He's got things going on.
I can. Young Brain, I hate on you. You are old.
Never mind.
Brain. Yes. And you don't have the sense to show up for this wonderful show in which we hate on you and other shit like that.
Which we're going to get hated on because it sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. But you know what? I really don't care. So, you know. People who think it sucks can lick my nuts right now. Please start the line over there, and yeah.
I wonder how many people are going to listen to this one.
I don't know.
What kind of reaction we're going to get? Oh,
I don't know. Nobody emailed us. Man, we need email. Come on, people, email us. stfuradio@yahoo.com.
There was one thing I was going to mention about MySpace, so hold on. Okay, so I got to give this guy credit because he's got a lot of balls, which I think he's an idiot. But he's got a lot of balls. He's a neo-Nazi that put up a MySpace.
Yay.
That hates all these people, and you got like all this hate mail, and people are trying to get him banned. I think it's pretty funny, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
Okay, done.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, speaking of MySpace... That person I was talking about earlier when I was hating on child porno, she got banned from MySpace, I think, or something like that, because I can't find it anymore. I don't know. Yeah. All right, so time for shouts and shameless plugs with a Z. All right. So first plug. Fantastic with a K. It's a cleaner. I could not have cleaned my car up. It was when I got my car when I went to Pennsylvania to sell it. It was messed up, really messed up. So yeah, so I took it out and I cleaned it, and like on the what are those called? White walls on the tires. They were like black walls. And there was, like, 10 layers of, like, grime and dirt on it. And I was using this, like, heavy-duty, like, white wall cleaner, and I couldn't get any of it off. So I took some Fantastic, and this stuff is, like, advertised for counters and crap. And I put it on there, and it was off in, like, 5 minutes. All of the tires. So, yeah. It's good shit. Go use it, because... good quality and crap. You got any plugs?
I don't understand this segment of the show. What are plugs?
Plugs, where you go and advertise something. Noob.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, Marlboro Menthol 100s in a box. They're awesome. Even though I'm going to try to quit smoking. That is what I smoke. That is what I am smoking this very second.
I thought you said you were off of drugs.
Hey, cigarettes don't count. I'm 18, or no, I'm 19. I'm legal to smoke, okay?
I'm not.
But I do hate nicotine. Don't do nicotine.
Okay.
Smoke the nicotineless cigarettes.
There's nicotineless cigarettes?
I don't know. I was just throwing that out there just to be funny again.
Okay. You're not. I'm just playing. All right.
No, I'm
going
to cry.
Okay, you go cry in the corner. With all your emo MySpace, like, mind slave people.
Don't make fun of me.
I'm making fun of you, white boy.
Next plug?
Next plug, you know what? That's the only thing I used all week. So, because all I did was clean my car. Yeah, so that is my only plug. Do you have any more?
I got a few. Okay, so...
Okay.
Give shouts to Mountain Dew for being there for me time in and time out.
And killing sperm.
Best Buy, go buy something from Best Buy, because just found out that they brainwash people into getting their pockets cleaned out. Interesting. Huh. Did I tell you about that?
No.
Had this meeting where this corporate lady was at today, this morning, rather. I went to breakfast with a few of the guys that work on sales. And they were telling me how Best Buy hired psychologists to find ways to scam people out of money for the person that doesn't like to spend a lot of money, that likes to get to find ways to talk them out. Social engineer, we'll use that term. Social engineer them out of all their money. It's pretty crazy.
Is that stuff like making Seuss $20 more than it needs to be?
No, but say somebody goes in there, a college kid that's going to college. He has a budget of, say, $1,100 because that's what his parents gave him to get a laptop, whatever. Well, he's going to walk out of there in debt. He's going to get financed for services that he doesn't need, for a printer that he doesn't need, for wireless internet that he doesn't need. It's pretty interesting how they do that.
That reminds me, Droops. You know he used to work at Circuit City? Or was it Circuit City or Best Buy?
I don't know, but
I think
Circuit City, there's something I gotta hate on still. Well, I got a good juicy story for them.
Okay.
So before I even got hired in at Best Buy, I was at work, Penn Station. I don't know if anybody knows what Penn Station is, but it's a sub place like Quiznos. It's pretty good. Got good shit. Well, this guy from Circuit City comes in. I asked him if they were hiring. He said, yeah. Told me what to do. Called him 2 days later after filling out the app online, which is retarded. Anyways, so I call him. Says, all right, cool, you know, come in for an interview. Go through two interviews. Said, all right, you know, they're all ecstatic about giving me the job, letting me work there, whatever. Like, all right, cool, you know, things are starting to go good. About to get a second job. A week later, after I didn't hear anything, call him. Oh, we forgot to get your birth date. Well, you guys are smart then, huh? Okay. So I gave him that information. Call him a day later. You still got to go take your drug test. Okay, so I got that out of the way. He said, you know, it's going to take about 4 to 5 days.
I don't think you passed that drug test.
I don't think I did either, but I'm getting there. Anyways, Naya called about 4 to 6 days later when the drug test should have been cleared. I said, it says you're still pending in the system. I'm going to have to check up on it. Maybe we put the information in wrong. I said, all right. I call them every day for a month straight until they finally tell me, human resources said that we can't hire you at this time.
Owned.
After a month.
Damn.
I said, well, you can reapply after 90 days. That's how I ended up at Best Buy. Went to their arch rivals.
Nice. Yeah. So, what I was saying about Droops before, I forget. I think I was complaining about my, something about my laptop. Yeah, that I couldn't didn't have install disk for Windows XP after I wiped my hard drive.
Nope.
So, people were saying, you must have bought it at Circuit City. I got it for my birthday, so I don't even know where it was bought. So, probably bought it at Circuit City. But, so, Droops is like, Droops used to work at Circuit City, but Droops was everything that that Circuit City didn't like. Droops was kind and helpful to the customer. Droops never tried to sell the customer things that the customer did not need. Droops always cared about the customer satisfaction after the purchase. All the kinds of things that Circuit City does not like. And he went on like that for a while, and it was pretty damn funny. Yeah. If you're on the BinRev forum, search it up, because I don't remember the exact words, and I'm too lazy to search it up right now.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that was an amusing thing a while ago.
Another thing. Oh, see, now things are coming to mind to hate on.
What?
Things are coming to my mind to hate on.
Nice. So, well, hate and hate, hate. Hate
okay.
more.
I'm excited. All right. So, my jump drive, flash drive, whatever you want to call it, same fucking difference.
What?
My flash drive.
Oh, your flash drive.
Well, I'm not sure what happened to it, but I had this fucking awesome program on there that, you know, when you go into Internet Explorer and it says, would you like to save your password with Internet Explorer? And you always say no, of course.
Yeah.
But for the average computer user, they say, sure.
Noobs.
So I knew all my parents' passwords to everything that they had. Everything.
Nice.
I just plugged it in random places just to see what I could find. Well, somebody stole my fucking flash drive. Pardon my language, because I'm just upset with that. I cannot find it anywhere.
Mm.
I have the lid to it still. That's about it.
Huh. You know, those flash drives, they're pretty small, like, you know, 2 inches, you know? Kind of like your cock and, yeah. Owned.
Ooh.
Oh. I don't know.
Should I have somebody call in to verify? I have many references.
Hey, call. Have more. The more the merrier. Have lots of chicks call in. I could use more chicks.
No, you might scare them away.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I would never do that. You can tell them I'm 3 years old if I do that.
You sound like, no. The sad reality is you probably sound more mature than I do.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. Okay, moving on. I hope little children listen to this, because I got a foul mouth. I'm sorry.
Little children don't listen to this. Otherwise, people would, like, kill me, and I'd get lots of emails, and they would all be hate mail. So people, email me, because I need emails. stfuradio@yahoo.com. So, yeah, we need emails, people.
Threaten
yeah.
his life.
I got a plug to myself.
I'll give you his address.
Okay.
Send mail.
His.
Box.
Oh, there. His. What? What?
What? I'm
you said his.
Yeah.
Whoa, there. I didn't know you
referring
were that
you.
Way.
Referring to yours. Yours.
Oh.
You.
Okay.
Y-O-U.
Okay, whatever.
Explanation.
I'm referring to your lovers, but, you know.
All right.
Just,
moving
weird.
On to the next subject. What's the next subject?
Shouts!
Oh, I'd like to give a shout-out to Cricket Lighters, because those are the best lighters in the world.
Okay. That kind of belonged in plugs, but, you know.
I know, but it was delayed. That's why we edit this.
Okay. Any others?
Let me think here. Give a shout-out to Ben Rev, because, you know, everyone at Ben Rev, well, for the most part, is pretty elite, especially all the original members. Like moi. Strom Carlson, because he's the man.
Yep.
I can't stress that enough. As much as he doesn't want to be a man. Still gotta love him anyways. Okay. Want to give a shout out to Stank Dog, because we all know we miss him.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely missed.
Yes, indeed. I should call him with my Mad Hoy's skill, or who is skills.
Yeah, you have fun with that.
Yeah. I'll give people the idea. You know, people like hear this and then they'll go and call Stank Dog.
Shouts to Nicole again.
Okay.
Because she's beautiful.
Send me some pictures. Pictures.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, send me some pictures.
Oh, I'll think about it. I'll consider it.
Okay.
Consider it.
Preferably shirt off, you know.
Well, hey, cut out,
please. Yeah.
I think that was meant to be, though.
Okay.
Okay, shout outs to my two idols. We got Frank William Abagnale Jr., guy is an all-time hero. And Kevin Mitnick, of course, everybody knows him.
Who?
No.
Hey, listen, noob.
No, I've read his books and all that crap. I am like Kevin Mitnick's bitch.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure if he was here right now, you'd be slapping him up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Up the dome.
Thirsty?
Okay, and do I got any other shouts? This is to my homies on cell block 8. Being in jail really sucks because you always have to masturbate. Oh, sorry. That was that one song.
Yeah.
Oh, shouts to the band from First to Last because they fucking own.
Never heard of them.
They are awesome.
Give me a website. Put the website up here so people can visit.
FirstToLast.com.
Okay, that was simple enough.
Kind of punk hardcore rock.
Oh, God. Oh, God, punk. Oh, God. Don't get me No. I'm just playing.
Shouts to my sister because she just walked in.
Okay. You know what? I'll give shouts to your sister, too.
Pictures!
No. Oh, God. Yeah.
Hold on one second. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Hi to my sister. Okay. That's that. That's all the shouts I got.
All right. So I got two shouts. Shouts to Beenters, or Beenters. I don't know how you pronounce his name. Correct me later. All right. So, yeah, because he told me to shout to him. Just because he's a fame whore like that, but, you know. And shouts to Marcus for letting us use his asterisk box for this show. That's elite.
That was
and
awesome.
What?
That was
oh,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank him for that, definitely.
And also, he's 14. I'm jealous because he's later than I was when I was 14. I was just, starting out when I was 14. What's up with that?
Sad thing is, I didn't even know about computers when I was 14. I think I started when I was, 15. But I progressed, damn it.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. What else do I want to shout to? Shouts to Thug Style's sister.
Hook up with me.
Yeah, you know.
Hey. Try to get laid on your own time, damn it.
Hey, this is my show. It's my time. I can do whatever the hell I want. Okay. Let's see. Who else do I want to shout to? Shouts to Marilyn Manson, just because you don't like him.
Sucks. Marilyn Manson is the devil.
Exactly.
Marilyn Manson needs to get his scrotum ripped off and thrown to my dead dog.
He kind of already tried to do that, but no. He did take out his ribs, though. That earns cool points there. Took out his ribs so he could suck his own dick, you know.
Yeah, that was pretty disgusting.
That was awesome. But my friend can do it without...
Whoa.
Without taking his ribs out. I swear to God.
I don't want to know.
Well, all our listeners do. So, all you listeners out there, you know that my friend can now suck his own, but, you know.
Okay, so I'm not going to be able to sleep good tonight. Thank you very
much. All right. Well, anyway, shouts to Ben. Ben, shouts to you because you can suck your own gun.
Wow, okay. Wow.
Moving on. I forgot. I found this thing today. I wanted to, talk about this at the beginning, but I'm a noob who forgot like that. So.
You are a noob.
Yeah. It's called, crap, what's it called? Ah, damn it. It's called TVSG, Tri-Valley Security Group. And I found this interesting because I'm subscribed to the San Francisco 2600 mailing list, even though I've never been able to go to one of the meetings, but because San Francisco is a little while away and I can't drive right now, so yeah. So, but I got this thing about TVSG was
change their meeting place to Main Street, My City, California. And I was like, wow, there's actually a meeting near me. I can bike to this place. Damn. So, yeah, that was cool. So, yeah, that's it for me. All right, so I guess that's the show.
Does that conclude our segment?
What?
Does that conclude our segment?
Yes, that concludes our segment. We're going to end with a song. It's called Stoned and Drunk by Black Label Society. Fun song because I couldn't go and get, like, insanely wasted or I'd overdose like that in real life, so I can sing about it instead. Okay.
All right.
Screw you and have a good night.
Rock on. And fuck you. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah. And email us.